The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another week of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. And as always, I'm your host, Cody Davis. Please remember to follow me on Twitter at CodyDavis_24. Once again, that's Cody, CodyDavis _24. Beat reporter for Sports Illustrated, covering your favorite team in the Houston Rockets. Ladies and gentlemen, the NBA draft is, at the time of this recording, 4 days away, and the Rockets are entering the 2022 NBA draft with not one, not two, but three first-round picks, with picks number 3, 17, and of course, after departing from Christian Wood, pick number 26. Now, I'm going to switch things up a little bit today on Believe in the Rockets, because last week, following the trade that sent Christian Wood to the Dallas Mavericks, I had an opportunity to jump on Big Sarge podcast called Sports Talk with Big Sarge. And me and Sarge talked about a variety of topics. Of course, we talked about the trade, grading and evaluating the trade of Christian Wood. We talked about the draft, you know, what is the Rockets' outlook entering the draft? Is there a possibility that Raphael Stone can repeat the same success of having a really good draft like he did in 2021? But me and Sarge got into a very interesting topic, and that is whether or not, with Steven Silas entering his third year as head coach of the Rockets, whether or not this upcoming season is a fair year to grade and start evaluating Steven Silas. Because over the last 2 years, we have given Silas a lot of passes. First and foremost, we all know the story. You know, he gets hired by the Rockets. Russell Westbrook depart. A couple months after that, James Harden depart. You go from a championship contending team to a team where it's looking like it's saying, okay, maybe we'd be okay. Then all of a sudden, boom, the Rockets are the worst team in the league. And then, of course, last year, despite the young promising talent, winning wasn't a priority. Developing their young guys was a top priority. So that is the main reason why I want to share my guest appearance on Sports Talk with Big Sarge, because we had a very interesting talk on whether or not it is fair to start evaluating Steven Silas now. So that is what we're going to get into today. But before we get into that, I got to tell you guys about BetOnline. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your sports betting needs and sports information. Find all the latest odds, news, sports development, including this year's NBA Finals. Shout out to the Golden State Warriors for winning championship number 4. My God, and maybe later on in the offseason, I think I'm going to bring somebody on this show. We got to discuss whether or not Steph Curry is definitely a top 10 player at this stage in his career. I got a lot of interesting thoughts on that. But you can also find the NHL Hockey Conference Finals, MLB, the latest fighting news, and even early predictions regarding the NFL season. So head on over to the website or use your mobile device today and sign up, and you will receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just remember, use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to get your bonus and to get into the action, because BetOnline is where the game starts.
Hey, welcome back. Joining me in the barracks today is none other than the thorn in my side. That little nagging nose hair that you could never get. That little piece on the back of your hair that you just be like, how did the barber miss this one? No, right now I'm joined by Cody Davis, beat writer for Sports Illustrated, covers the Houston Rockets. Cody, how you doing today, brother?
I'm doing good, doing good. You should have told me we was doing a video. I would have changed my hat. You know, I got my Texans hat right there where I could just, you know, put it on because, you know, I got to shave some things up under this hat. Know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But other than that.
Do not, and I repeat, do not take that hat off.
I could have put my Rockets hat on, but it's good. It's good. It's good.
Hey, listen, my wife's about to walk through that door any second now, and if she open up that door and see your hair, she lying to divorce me. Cody, we're less than a week away, if I'm not mistaken, less than a week away from the 2022 NBA draft. The Houston Rockets have the third overall pick this year. Cody, do you see them repeating the same success that they had last year in getting Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün, Josh Christopher, I don't know, I almost messed his name up, and Usman Garuba? Do you see them having that success this year?
I think it's possible. I mean, when you say repeating success, it's kind of funny because it almost seemed like I'm about to repeat the same thing, say it for the Texans about 2 months ago when you talk about the success that they had in 2021 and could he, Nick Caserio, do it again in 2022? But of course, as far as can Rafael Stone repeat the success of having a successful draft, I'm going to say yes, because similar to last year, Rafael Stone has multiple draft picks in the first round. Because look, say what you want about the Houston Rockets and how their season ended in 2022, which you can't deny, Rafael Stone ended up having arguably the best draft class out of the entire NBA. And when you take a look at what Jalen Green can possibly be, and I'm talking about, I'm already considering Jalen Green to be a cornerstone player for this organization. Then you take a look at Alperen Şengün, a guy that you are considering to be a future MVP candidate. I'm going to disagree with that only because that's how high I think of Jalen Green. Now, hopefully things work out and they have two MVP candidates. Who knows?
I call him JJ.
Hey,
Junior. That's what I call Alfie.
And then of course you take a look at Garuba. I think, you know, because after the departure of Christian Wood, I think that's going to give him a realistic opportunity to go out there on the court, showcase what he can do. Then you got my guy, Josh Christopher. I really do believe that he's going to establish himself as a true sixth man for this organization. And I could see him developing into, let's say, a Jordan Clarkson role somewhere along those lines. Where if you need someone to come off the bench.
Hold on. Let me stop you right there. Because you bring up an interesting point. I too am a Josh Christopher fan. I think that Josh Christopher, if we keep it at 100 right here on Sports Talk with Big Sarge, I think he's the most fundamentally sound player that the Rockets got in the draft last year. And that may be due to the 1 year of college that he played. So if you say he's a six man, does Deshaun Nix fit anywhere in this rotation?
But here's the thing. I'm not looking at it for 2023. I'm looking at these players for what the future could be for every single one of these guys. Okay. And I can see Christopher getting a starting role, but I see him playing, let's say, a two or whatever the case might be. The nugget in this whole factor is whether or not Kevin Porter Jr. is going to continue to develop. Of course, if he continues to develop, you're looking at a situation where he, along with Green, they're going to share the backcourt. They're going to share the backcourt together. However, you know, so that's why with Knicks, Rafael Stone and him believes in Knicks. I haven't seen enough to say I believe in Knicks as well. However, look, 2023, that's going to be another developmental year, and maybe he's going to take that next step forward. But I say all that just to say, as of right now, what Rafael Stone was able to do, you got your franchise cornerstone, in Green. You got your all-star caliber player in Shingun. You have a guy who can take the helm as a starter. If you need him to be your sixth man or whatever the case might be, he's going to play an important role for this organization. Then you have some untapped potential, some untapped promise in Usman Garuba. I literally just gave you four important attributes that every rebuilding team needs in hopes of having a successful rebuild. I can see Raphael Stone repeating that same success because now you have found that franchise cornerstone in Jalen Green. You no longer have that pressure. I believe in Paolo Banchero. Of course, I think we all agree. We have been told this prior to the 2021-2022 season.
Yes. Ending.
You know, we was already being told that the Rockets was already getting some interest and already getting themselves prepared to see what they have to do in order to get their hands on Paolo. So for the sake of this argument, we're going to keep it at Paolo. I think Paolo is going to be able to take the helm as an additional Alperen Sengun, as somebody who can be another all-star caliber player in the future that you can pair alongside Jalen Green. And then in terms of filling out the rest of your roster, so we're not looking at bad basketball for the next 2 or 3 years. In terms of what they're able to do with the number 17 pick and what they're able to do with the, what is it, the number 26 pick? Yes. That they got back from Dallas in the deal that they sent back from to Christian Wood. This draft doesn't have a can't-miss prospect, but it does have young players to where you say, if you put them in the right system, you put them in the right development, you give them the right head coach, and I think Steven Silas is phenomenal in terms of how he's able to develop young talent, i.e. ask LeBron, i.e. ask Steph Curry, i.e. ask Luka Doncic, i.e. ask Baron Davis and Kemba Walker. All of these guys have talked about how Steven Silas was someone that they can go to when they was trying to establish themselves in the league. And look, I get it. LeBron, Steph, they're on a different level. But in terms of more of a realistic level, as in, let's say, Baron Davis or even Kemba Walker, you're talking about guys who were very respectable in the league, made all-star appearances. I think in terms of what this draft has to offer, that is going to be best for the Houston Rockets. Because like I mentioned, you're no longer looking for that, who can I make my cornerstone players for the next 5 to 7 years? You got that in Jalen Green, and it's going to give you so much potential to develop with Steven Silas in terms of making this rebuild successful in 2023 and beyond.
Wow. That's you know what? And I'm sitting here thinking, and you know, listening to you talk, and I'm thinking at the same time, and I was like, there is nothing that you're saying that is wrong. Like, everything you're saying is on point. And I'm saying to myself, wow, like, he done hung around me long enough to have some some good takes. I feel proud right now. Hey, look, ain't the 19th is coming up, right? That's Father's Day, right? I feel like the media father. Like, oh, I'm so proud. I almost shed one of those thug tears. Real quick.
Oh, though, my God.
Real quick, you brought up Christian Wood.
Mm-hmm. My guy. That's right. I said it, my guy. Sarge, we bonded over Kobe. We bonded over Kobe. My favorite Christian Wood story. I forgot who they was playing against. It was me, you, and Wood. And you had asked Wood something. I think he had just came back from an injury. I don't know, whatever the case might be. And something was said about a GOAT. And I looked at Christian Wood, and you were standing right there. And I told him, I said, yo, Christian, Kobe's your GOAT, right? And he looked at me and said, yeah. That's my GOAT. And then he stormed off and went. And that was a moment I will
practices.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what it was. It was a practice. We must have had like our 100th argument about who's the GOAT or whatever the case might be. And I think I just said, let's ask Wood who the GOAT is, because I already knew who his answer was going to be.
Wow.
But
having to ask Josh Christopher, because you know who his GOAT is.
Oh, man. Don't get me started on that.
Kobe. But, you know, what was that? Wednesday night, the Dallas Mavericks traded for Christian Wood. And, you know, without getting into the particulars, because I don't want to go into, you know, what the Rockets got back outside of a first-round draft pick. The other players, they're irrelevant. I don't see them keeping any of the players that they're going to get back, that they're getting in this trade. And, you know, trading away Christian Wood, I understand Christian Wood isn't a max player. I get that. I got it. Do you think that one of the reasons Christian Wood may not have thrived the way he could have thrived here with the Houston Rockets was because he was out of position, because they started Jayshon Tate at the four a lot and started Christian Wood at the five. And I'm a firm believer that Christian Wood is, one, not a center. He's not a five. He's, you know, he's the equivalent to, you know, you go to the court and there's the tallest guy there, you automatically assume that he's a center. So you automatically expect him to be down low in the post playing the post position. And saying to myself, no, I'm a stretch four. Like, I can shoot. You know, I my handles aren't the best, but, you know, I operate facing the basket, not with my back to the basket. And so I think that, do you think that the Rockets are going to miss a player like Christian Wood? Or do you, and do you think that, do you think the Rockets are going to miss him at any point during this rebuilding season? And because there were some games where Christian Wood took over. He's the leading scorer and the leading rebounder for the Rockets this past season.
The last two years.
Yeah, and so you think at any point in time the Rockets are going to miss his athleticism? And, you know, I get it. He has some deficiencies on the defensive end, but offensively he gave you a lot. He could stretch the floor. He could hit, you know, those threes. And what do you think that Dallas is getting? And where do you think he positions himself? Or how successful do you think he'll be being paired up with a superstar like Luka Doncic?
I look at that from three different ways. To say, will the Rockets miss Christian Wood this season? I'm going to say no, but I think they will possibly miss him when you look at games where had they had a guy that can go out and give you 20 points and 10 rebounds in a winnable game. Because, yes, the Houston Rockets did end, you know, the season with the league's worst record for the second consecutive year. Those guys do not like to lose. You know, Steven Silas, he understands, you know, that development is important, but I understand, but he also wants to win. And I'm very interested to see what is going to be the objective for this organization next season, because you were standing right there with me, along with Kelly, along with Jonathan, along with the rest of Houston media. Steven Silas said something that I'm not going to hold him accountable, but it's something that I'm going to keep my eye on. And he said the mistakes that he allowed this season is not going to take place again next season, which means, you know, even if development was the number one factor in 2022, this is an organization that's going to want to win more than 20 games next season. However,
wait, hold on. How many games will it take? How many games will it take in the beginning of the season for them to lose in order for him to be on the hot seat? Because we understand the first year there was a lot of turmoil, and then COVID. I mean, you got Russell Westbrook leaving, you got James Harden leaving. There was a lot of turmoil. Players were in and out. Then you get COVID. You know, it wasn't COVID. He came after the bubble, correct?
Yeah, he came after the bubble. But it was still like that weird COVID, non-COVID season.
And that's where I'm getting it. So, you know, the things that he had to deal with was no Russell Westbrook, no James Harden in the first season.
Yeah.
And then there was a lot of turnover for the Houston Rockets. Second season, you have a bunch of young players. Mm-hmm. You're trying to develop. You develop four players under the age of 20. And you also have one of your starters is 21 and Kevin Porter Jr. And, you know, you got KJ Martin, who's also young. And so last year was a development year. So he's going into his third year. And I didn't mean to cut you off, but when you said that, I'm thinking, is he also being evaluated this year? Or does he have an opportunity to say, now that you have all the factors in place, you have your players back from last year, the first 2 years, okay, we get it. Is this his first year where they're going to say, okay, you got everything you need. We got your draft picks. We got you, you know, whatever the case. We got you everything that you need, all the tools that you pretty much need to be somewhat successful and not coming last in the NBA this year. But if he starts losing at the beginning of the season, is he on the hot seat, or is his job secure for this season?
I'm going to say, for the sake of this topic right now. Is
you think I put your credential in jeopardy?
No, you didn't. Because first and foremost, I love Stephen Silas. Like, yeah. I'm rooting for him. Like, the things he had to go through was just totally unfair for him. I mean, this guy was coming in. I mean, everybody know the story. He was coming in thinking you about to coach, you know, two first ballot Hall of Famers, and you turn around and your best player is Christian Wood. And, you know, then there was the wild factor era where we thought the Rockets was going to be okay. And then, boom, you know. But, you know, I'm going to answer this in two different ways to tie it all back to Christian Wood. In terms of will he be on the hot seat, I think it's all going to depend on the development of Jalen Green and Kevin Porter Jr. Because since you have taken Christian Wood out of it, you have now looked at Kevin Porter Jr. and you damn sure has now looked at Jalen Green and say, okay, this is now your team. And the success that we want to have, that we're hoping to have, is riding on our shoulders. If he is getting evaluated next season, I'm going to go off the limb and say it is still unfair because, yes, you are getting a guy in Paolo that I think is going to have a phenomenal career, but at the same time, it's going to take him a while to develop himself and establish himself in the NBA. And this team, you know, from what it's looked like on paper, unless they can go out and get somebody in free agency that they can sign just to be a force in the locker room as a leadership, this team doesn't, it's still lacking a leader. And that's what I think they need the most out of anything. So in that aspect of it, I mean, if you go into training camp, you go into preseason and Jalen Green and Kevin Porter Jr. and even Alperen Sengun to a certain extent, if those three guys take that leap where you can say, you know what, I feel comfortable to say the ceiling of this organization is competing for a play-in tournament. Let's say you go from 15 to number 11. I think number 11 is still out of the play-in tournament, but at least you keep your name in the ringer for an extremely long time. Then I could say, okay, now you can say that this is an evaluation season for Stephen Silas. But if you don't see that development out of those two guys, and then you bringing in more young talent, then it's like, okay, we're going into our third season and Silas still hasn't had an opportunity to prove his worth as a coach with fair talent, with quality talent, and most importantly, experienced talent. And experienced talent is the number one thing that I think Stephen Silas has missed through his entire head coaching tenure with the Houston Rockets. With that being said, to go back to your original question about whether or not the Houston Rockets would miss Christian Wood, I'm going to say no, once again, because at the end of the day, the most important thing for this organization is development. However, those games, like I want to say the last game against the San Antonio Spurs when you lost by, 3 points? Matter of fact, that whole run, the whole 2-3 weeks in the season run last year where the Rockets, they lost majority, if not all of their games, but excluding a game against the Hawks, and I might be missing one more, the Rockets were in a lot of those games. And yes, I looked at that and I said, and you saw they was competing. You saw Jalen Green, Kevin Porter Jr., all these guys were finding their groove, but they was missing something. And that one thing that they was missing was a Christian Wood, because he can go out there and give you that extra 10 to 15 points that you needed to go out and give you those 5 to 7 rebounds that they actually needed. And I'm pointing that out. And yes, I understand that this is a guy who damnly averaged 20 and 10 during his entire career with the Houston Rockets, but had he been in those games, and you go back and take a look at those games, it's because the Rockets got out-rebounded against the game against the, I think it was the Indiana Pacers, when we had them badass kids screaming behind us majority of the game. But when you go back, when you go back and take a look at that game, exactly, it was just screaming. When you go back and you take a look at the games where you can say, man, had they got an additional 2 or 3 rebounds, had they had an opportunity for somebody to go out there and create their own shot like a Christian Wood would have, then the competitive aspect, I would say they would miss him at the beginning of the year. So, and to answer your other question about what the Dallas Mavericks are getting in Christian Wood, I think the Dallas Mavericks, of course, if Christian Wood have his head all straight, because, you know, there was times where, you know, he wasn't good for the locker room, but that is important because I think Christian Wood is going to a team where not only he's able to play his role as a four, but he's also going to a team where he can play his role as the second, possibly third best player, a role that he originally came and signed with the Houston Rockets. Now, I get it. I can't remember. By the time he signed with the Rockets, I don't know if Russell Westbrook was already out the door or his departure probably came 1 or 2 days, you know, after Wood's signing. I can't remember. I got to go back and see the timeline. But at the end of the day, Christian Wood at least thought, you know, I could have a season with James Harden. And I know James Harden can help me get to that level of an all-star caliber player where he wants to be. With that being said, with him going to Dallas, I could see him making more sacrifices in terms of the mental aspect that wasn't always there with the Houston Rockets. That's going to give him opportunity to get his head on straight. The Christian Wood that we would have seen had James Harden stayed, that is what the Dallas Mavericks is going to get, which I think is going to be the best version of Christian Wood.
Wow. All right, I got to get ready to get up out of here, man. And, you know, everything you just said, I'm sitting here listening. I was like, if only John Wall would have just played.
Boy, man.
If only John Wall would have just bought in to. But then again, we'll look at it. I'm going to say this. You know, one thing you brought up about leadership. With Kevin Porter Jr., I think he's ready to be a leader. I think he's starting to put his head on to get his head together. And that last stretch with him and Jalen, when it was just him and Jalen, they took over and they did what they did the last month or two of the season after the All-Star break. Those two really stepped it up. One thing that I loved about watching Kevin Porter Jr., and it's the small things. It's the small things that people need to take notice of when you see these players evolving. You notice he stopped complaining to the refs a lot.
Yes.
The moment he stopped complaining to the refs and just kept playing, and I think that had a lot to do with him looking over and seeing, because Jalen Green doesn't complain a lot. He doesn't. He'll say, yo, I got hit or whatever, but he doesn't complain a lot. He just keeps playing. That's what I seen from Kevin Porter Jr. When he stopped complaining so much, what does that do? Now he's not on the other end while the rest of the team is down there playing defense. He's getting back on defense, and then it's keeping him aggressive because now he's put it in the ref's ear. Hey, look, I'm getting beat up. You know, they're beating me up, but I'm going to keep driving and keep going to the basket. And so that was part of the leadership and the growth that I seen for him towards the end of the season that I want to see him carry over. All right, tell them where they can find you at.
Cody Davis, please remember to follow me on Twitter at CodyDavis_24. Once again, that's Cody, CodyDavis_24. Why 24? Because Kobe Bryant is my GOAT.
You know, Kevin Hart has this thing where it's like, I'm just going to let that die. Like right there. I'm just going to be quiet and let it just right there. Hey, what you got coming up, man? What you working on? Draft stuff for the Rockets?
Yeah, a lot of draft stuff for the Houston Rockets, of course, you know, over at my Texan stuff. Just finishing up some mini camp stuff, that's about to be quiet for a little bit, which is good, by the way. I'm so happy I ain't got to talk about the other guy that used to wear number 4. But in terms of the Houston Rockets, just getting prepared for the draft.
Hey, you can find me on Twitter at Big Sarge Sports with the Z at the end. You can find me at BigSargeSports.com. And as always, you can listen to me on In the Trenches, hosted by former NFL player N.D. Kalu, 10 to 12 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Sports Talk 790. I'm out.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.